Tesla is about to join the S&P 500 group of companies, which is a prestigious thing for Elon Musk, a South African, of course. I'm not sure if he was born in Pretoria, but certainly went to school in Pretoria. That's an electric vehicle that was ingeniously dreamt up of by Elon Musk and his designers. And that company, despite producing only 500,000, I think, vehicles. I can't remember what the final figures are, but it has more value now than a VW, a Volkswagen, than a Toyota, and a Hyundai, which produces a lot more cars per year in numbers than what Tesla does. Soko Sibiya is the editor of Africa.com. Are we about to see another Tesla coming out of Ethiopia?
Good morning, Africa and your listeners. I hope so. Well, what's happened is yesterday, the Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has basically unveiled the first electric car that is locally assembled in his country. It's a joint venture between Marathon Motors, which is a company started by Haile Gebrselassie, who's more famous as the marathon runner. He's won many marathons. And upon retirement, he came back and wanted to give back to his community. And one of his ventures is to basically go into the electric car market. And what he's done is yesterday he unveiled he delivered the first car to Abiy Ahmed. And it's all part of the Green Legacy campaign that Ethiopia is on. Last year, around about this time, Ethiopia broke the record by planting 350 million seeds. Trees in terms of this whole Green Legacy campaign. And it's the part that the country is taking in terms of going into green energy, going green, renewable sources. The country is also at the point where they're now starting to fill the hydro dam, which they've built. It is still a contentious issue between themselves, Egypt, and Sudan. But it's all part of the whole plan of going renewable energy, especially in East Africa, which is leading, I would say, in terms of the continent by going green and making green initiatives.
What's interesting is that it obviously does rely on a battery-operated, with no emissions sort of mechanism, I suppose, to have it move forward. But it doesn't require charging at terminals. How in heaven's name are you going to get the battery charged up?
So, what I've read about it is that the battery, you can charge it anywhere. It's got a special device that Hyundai have basically come up with where you can charge it from your own home, you can charge it from work. So wherever you are, you're able to charge this car. And I think that's a good step because another reason or when people, get a bit angsty about electric cars is where do you go to charge the car? And now you know that you can do it from anywhere, from any point. It comes with its self-charging portals, and you can do this from wherever you are. And I think it's a good thing, especially in Africa, where we still have problems with electricity, for example. Infrastructure is another big thing, because this is why sometimes the uptake of such inventions or innovations becomes a bit slow, because you always ask yourself, so if I have this car, do I now have to drive around looking for a charging point? And I think this has solved that question. But what's also happened is that this plant opened in March, and already by July, the first few cars have come out. It's got the potential to make 10,000 cars a year, which will be a new avenue or a new manufacturing sector for Ethiopia. And this is where, the world is going in terms of the fourth industrial revolution. We really want to ramp up manufacturing within our own countries so we can either export locally, and when I say locally, I mean continentally, or even internationally as well.
Sounds like a wonderful and promising prospect. Soko Sibiya, thank you very much. You can read all about it, of course, on Africa.com. Soko Sibiya is the editor of Africa.com. With our electricity cuts continuously, it could be a problem, suggests an author of a WhatsApp line, but it's Soko Sibiya said, you don't need a terminal to charge.